talk regarding raising your children for Christ, I seem very unqualified. I think my only qualifications are is that I have a lot of slobber on my case here, on my pants. My tie is wrinkled from holding David Jonathan for 1 hour. That's really my only qualification.
他觉得他身上有很多小孩子留下来的那些痕迹啊，那个可能算是他的资格了。
I always attempt to share in this class by sitting down, and after about the second thing I say, I find myself standing up, but I'll start sitting down, and forgive me if I get carried away and stand up.
我是希望能够坐着跟大家交通，但是好像讲不了几句又站起来了。我希望还是坐着，不过如果站起来的话，大家也原谅我。
Let's just ask the Lord to teach us this out. Father, we're just thankful this morning again that you provided the Holy Spirit to teach us, and that we're not dependent upon the weakness of men. But Father, you have given us the power that is from heaven. And we're thankful, Father, that heaven has been made available to us this morning. And that, Father, we just ask again for mercy, grace, to open our ears so that we would see, Father, clearly the heart issue. Father, we pray this morning that you would just anoint these words that are so frail, and that you would just touch them from heaven, that we might see the tremendous responsibility we have in raising these children.
Amen.
Come upon us with power this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, each week the Lord has given us the Lord's table. I better remember.
Maybe I need to have to stand up.
Okay,
ignore me.
I know you're here.
每一个主日我们在这里纪念主的时候。
And one reason I think that the Lord gives us the Lord's table the first day of the week is because he knows our inability to remember.
我相信主要我们每一个主日来纪念他，是因为顾念我们的软弱，我们是健忘的。
The Lord's table is called the table of remembrance.
主的桌子是一个纪念的桌子。
And it gives us an opportunity the first day of the week to think and realize where every good and every perfect gift comes from.
让我们在第一天的时候能够记得主给我们的恩典。So
to begin this morning, we would like to just do a little review of the things that we have talked about the last 2 weeks.
一开始的时候，我们稍微 复习一下我们前两个主日所说的。
And then we're going to consider two lovely ladies who had children in the Bible.
然后我们就来交通两个 姊妹。
Using these ladies as an example of the things that we have been talking about the last 2 weeks.
用这两个姊妹来说明我们以前所交通过的事。
And in the last part of our time, we're just get into the real practical thing and answer, not answer, but just discuss some very practical problems that we have in raising our children.
在最后一段时间，我们就讲到一些实际上的问题，并且有一点讨论。
In your profession, in your job, in schooling, any endeavor that we are in, it's very important to understand the goal.
在我们的工作或者我们的事业上，有一件事很重要的，就是设立我们的目标。Any
of you who have gone through the academic pipe realize that the closer that you can define a certain problem, the closer you are to the answer.
如果我们做学生的，我们应该知道，如果我们能够建立我们的目标，那我们就容易达到那个答案。If
we're looking at a particular pathological disease problem in the body, and we do not know if this is a bacteria, virus, or a trauma situation, it's very difficult to diagnose the case.
如果我们在诊断 病的时候，如果我们不知道这个是细菌感染，或者这个是滤过性病毒的话，或者是这是一个肿瘤，那我们也很难知道怎么样来解决这个病。
But if we have a large ulcerated sore on our lip or on our arm or somewhere, and we know that that particular thing is a particular type of virus, it's very easy then to handle that.
如果我们发现我们身上有一些疾病，如果我们知道那个不过就是一些病毒就是了，那我们就容易解决它。
And some of you are architects and engineers.
我们有一些人是工程师或者是建筑师。
And tomorrow, I'm sure when Alice goes to work, she's not going to say, "Well, I'm just going to design something."
当 Alice 在她的工作上的时候，她当然不会说我就是随便设计一点东西。
I've been considering maybe an outhouse or a skyscraper.
我当然要知道我是在设计一个住宅还是一个摩天大楼。
But I'm just going to start designing something.
如果我不考虑的话，我就这样随便设计，那就不行的。
And of course, neither one might be even close to what the particular thing the customer has commissioned.
但是不管你是做住宅或者是做摩天大楼，但是我们确实要知道到底顾客要的是什么。
This sounds sort of far-fetched, and yet this I believe is one of the biggest problems in Christian circles today.
听起来好像这跟我们所要讲的没有什么关系，但实际上这却是一个很重要的一件事。
We don't know really what God wants.
因为我们不知道到底神要什么。
The Muslims think that it's a position, it's of the body getting down five times a day, being in a particular position, and this takes care, pleases God.
这个回教教徒他们认为一个人如果在每天在地上祷告五次，这样可以讨神的喜悦。
But we might think that just coming here this morning and putting in our time for 2.5 hours it satisfies God.
或许我们认为，主日早上来到这里2.5小时，这可以讨神的喜悦。
If as if our body being in one of these chairs for 2.5 hours was going to do anything as far as pleasing God.
我们的这个身体坐在这个椅子上2.5小时跟讨神喜悦是不是真有关系呢？
But as we've shared in the last couple weeks, God's interested in heart.
我们在过去两个礼拜里面讲到一件事，就是神对我们的心，神重视我们的心。
So God's purpose, God's kingdom. I'd like to just put another word in here: kingship, His rule.His will is two words, Jesus Christ. Go ahead.
You have to let me see it.
神
的目的、神的国度和神的旨意都集中在两个字上，就是耶稣基督。
This is what God, of course, is interested in.And has always been interested. This is why the Lord God gave Jesus the responsibility of creating the earth.
所以神就给耶稣基督这个创造世界的责任。
And when the earth fell into sin, then the Lord, the God, the Father gave Jesus again the responsibility of recovering.
当这个世界陷在最终的时候，神又让耶稣基督来拯救这个世界。
And we share Colossians 1:18, where it says God is interested that Christ receive first place.
所以在哥罗西书1:18那里神盼望基督居首位。
So this helps us understand what this word means, this phrase means. How do we raise our children for Christ?
所以这帮助我们了解什么叫做为神来抚养这个孩子。
God desires that our children come to the realization, the reality that Christ is first and foremost in all things.
我们盼望我们孩子长大以后，这个基督在他们的生活里面是第一位的。
And this, of course, doesn't mean just parents. This is young people, versus older people. God so loved the world that he gave his own son that none should perish.
这里不管是年长的或者是年幼的，神拯救了这些世界上的人，没有一个人会灭亡。
But all should have God's life, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
每一个人都得到神的爱，就是耶稣基督。
We shared at the first time that when before we were born again, our spirit was like a dried up prune, very small.
当我们出生的时候，我们的那个属灵的生命好像是一个那个很小的那个 prune.
And our soul. 导致。And our soul was very big with its emotions, and its will, and its reason or its mind.
我们这个魂呢，就是我们的感情、意志跟我们的心，这确实很大。
And we call this a soul of sin. I am my own God.
这就是我们这个有罪的那个自我。
I have my own plans and I have my own goals.
我们有自己的计划，有自己的目标。
And we also emphasize the large emphasis on body, particularly in the Western culture.
我们也很重视我们的身体，在这个西方的文化里面。
We talked about being macho and being beautiful.
我们比较重视美丽或者是很强壮。
And if you look at the newspaper or any magazine or the television ads, we note that their emphasis is in this area first, and of course this emphasis second, but there is hardly an ad of any type, whether it's selling cars or a wrench, that doesn't have a beautiful woman.
这个在今天我们看这个电视广告的时候，他们是重视那个身体，然后才重视那个魂，不管他们卖什么东西，他们都有那个很美丽的那个女孩子做广告。
Because that incites the animal instinct in the body.
因为呢，那个呢会来刺激我们身体里面那个动物的本性。
When you and I became born again, what God did, He deposited Christ into this little dried up prune.
当我们得救的时候，神就把基督放在我们的里面，好像放在那个小的枣子里面。
And it's God's desire then that that little dried up prune begin to mushroom, get larger and larger and larger.
那神的目的就是要让这个小小的枣子有一天能够越长越大。
Until it literally controls the soul and the body in all respects.
直到有一天这个属灵的生命控制了这个魂的生命，也控制了这个身体。
And through prayer and reading the word, we feed that spirit, and that's what causes it to grow.
当我们在这里祷告的时候，这个好像是那个生命啊，就进到我们里面。
Jesus said, "We do not have the spirit because we do not ask for the spirit."
基督说我们没有这个属灵的生命，因为我们并没有去求。
It would be exactly like sitting down to a table of food and not asking anyone to pass you anything.
就好像坐在餐桌的面前，如果你不请人把食物传给你一样。
So you sit down at the table and everyone eats and you put nothing on your plate.
好像在餐桌的面前，大家在吃东西的时候，你却站立不动。
And pretty soon you would get skinnier and skinnier and skinnier.
然后呢，你就会越来越瘦，越来越瘦。
And then our body would become a dried up prune.
然后我们的那个身体就变成一个小枣子了。
I might say that Americans, for the most part, could stand that.
他说大部分的美国人都需要像这样才行。
But it's God's desire, of course, that this be said and that this thing become the center of our life.
但是神的心意却是要让我们 来喂养我们属灵的生命。
And let's just clarify this. This building up here is a deposit of Christ, and the Holy Spirit is responsible for doing that.
我们要注意的就是这里面的生命是基督的生命，那圣灵是负责把这个基督的生命喂养起来的。
The Holy Spirit is the worker.
圣灵是那个做工的。
It does the accomplishing.
它是完成的。
The Holy Spirit isn't the important person here.
那圣灵是一个重要的那个人。
If we have God here in heaven, God ordained the Holy Spirit. He said, "Your job, Holy Spirit, is to go down and to put Christ into the brothers and sisters."
好像神差遣那个圣灵给他一个任务，就是把基督放在人的心里。
So when we prayed just a minute ago, we asked the Holy Spirit to do its work.
所以我们祷告的时候。我们就请求圣灵做他的工作。
And I think it's very important to realize here, otherwise, it's very easy to all of a sudden start glorifying the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，我们要知道这件事情，所以我们就不会去把荣耀给那个圣灵。
And there's a lot of confusion, even in evangelical circles in this area. The Holy Spirit gets credit.When what did we say at the beginning? Who is God interested in? Jesus Christ. He wants Jesus Christ to receive preeminence, not the worker.
所以呢，有的时候有的人会有一点混淆，因为重要的乃是基督在我们的里面。
And you say, well, let's get on with raising children.
也许你说我们赶快讲那个抚养孩子这个题目吧。
Brothers and sisters, this is what's so exciting. When we see this, it helps us zero in on the purpose and how to accomplish our goal.
但是这个讲这个呢，是要让我们知道我们要了解我们的目的。
Our children, for the most part, outside of some great exceptions in history, are born with very little of the Holy Spirit in their life. And we've already talked about the rebellion and so forth.
当我们孩子出生的时候，他们里面那属灵的生命是非常的微小。
But if you and I as parents understand this situation and not be carried away with the fact, oh, they're so cute.
所以我们做父母的要认识这一点，不要被他们那个好像乖巧的外表所欺骗了。
We will then as parents.
我们是做父母的。
Let me just touch on that period. They don't have much soul, a baby doesn't. But I think one of the big hindrances is that they're so cute. That's body.
那个小孩子呢，他小的时候也没有很多的那个魂方面的东西，他完全有的就是那个很讨人喜欢的那个外表。
So this cute little.Good smelling. Once in a while, they don't smell too good. But this cute smelling little cuddly thing camouflages this ugly, rebellious, selfish person.
所以呢，在外表呢是乖巧、讨人喜爱的，但里面呢却是悖逆的心在里面。
But we have the privilege, brothers and sisters, of going to God and.Asking for the Holy Spirit to come in and start doing something in that child.
所以我们需要到神的面前请求圣灵在这个孩子的心里面来做工。
Before we go any farther, let's look at Luke 1, just at a couple examples. And I think it'll help support what we're talking about.
我们来读路加福音第一章。
Luke 1. I don't want anyone to think that this is Dale King's philosophy on raising children. We want to get it from the Word.
我们需要看圣经上的原则，所以弟兄姊妹不会认为这是我的原则。
We already said in the last two meetings that there's no one in this room that is qualified to do the most important job that we have to do. None of us are qualified. Only God, only God's Word, only the Holy Spirit, administering Christ into the life of a child. That's the only way.
我们已经提到过，没有一个人能够做这样的工作，只有神和他所差遣的圣灵和他的话可以做这样的工作。
We're going to look for just a minute at two or three verses here at two of the most lovely ladies in the Bible.
我们看两三节圣经，这里提到两位很可爱的姊妹。
These ladies are going. We are going to see the Holy Spirit come in and possess these ladies.
我们要发现了圣灵得着这两个姊妹。
The interesting thing about these two ladies is that neither one of them they first.Right off the bat, meet the first qualification that we've talked about for 2 weeks.
这两个姊妹呢，她们都合乎了一个资格。
Does anyone know, after I have jabbered for 2 hours in the past, does anyone have a clue of what the first qualification is for a parent to become a qualified parent to raise their children for Christ?
弟兄姊妹是不是知道在我交通两个小时以后什么是头一个资格我们应该有的
What's the first step?
什么是第一步
We can't. Not even married. And he's got the answer.
头一个资格就是我们要认识我们不能。
I have a very interesting situation with these two women. One is Elizabeth and one is Mary.
这两个姊妹呢，一个是伊丽莎伯，一个是玛利亚。
One is unqualified biologically. We call it, I don't know if you ever heard menopause. She's too old to have a child.
头一个呢，她是因为年纪太大，过了生育的年龄。
She can't.
所以她不能。
We have another lady here who doesn't have a husband.
这里呢有另外一个玛利亚她根本还没有结婚呢。
So she is going to have a difficulty and she can't.
所以呢
as a Christian lady.
所以呢她也有她的难处她也不能。
So let's just take a look at these. We're just going to just touch several verses and just pick out the little gem. Let's look at Luke 1:6.
我们看路加第一章第六节
Sixth verse, and they were both righteous before God. This is Elizabeth and Zachariah.
他们两个人在神面前都是义人。
And in the seventh verse, we see that they meet our number one qualification. They had no children because Elizabeth was barren and they were advanced in age.
只是没有孩子，因为伊丽莎伯不生育。
And the next thing that we even talked about just here, the word prayer, let's look at verse 10. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense.
在第十节讲到烧香的时候众百姓在外面祷告。
And the 12th verse, an angel came and then it says in the 12th verse,And when Zachariah saw, he was troubled, and he feared, and fear fell upon him.
十二节讲到，当主的使者显现的时候，撒加利亚看见，就惊慌害怕。
This whole picture here, these verses, but really the only point I want to emphasize is that we have a man here who is humble before the Lord, who knows God's purpose, is interested in God's purpose,And he's invoking, asking God to reveal that purpose.
我们所看见的在这里就看到撒加利亚他在神的面前是谦卑的并且他要向神来问。
And in the last part of verse 15,
在十五节的后半段
and here we see the angel telling Zacharias,about his son that's going to be born.
这里讲到说天使告诉他们 他要有一个儿子。
And it says, John, or he will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb.
他的名字是 John, 并且呢，从母腹里，他就要被圣灵充满了。
Here, brothers and sisters, it is really an exciting principle. It's really what we've been talking about for 3 weeks.
弟兄姊妹，这里有一个很重要的原则。
Zechariah was unable himself to put the Holy Spirit there.
撒迦利亚他的本身却没有这个能力。
I think that the responsibility of us parents begins actually even before pregnancy.
我相信做父母的责任是从怀孕以前就开始了。
And of course, definitely during pregnancy.
并且在那个怀孕的那个当中。
In Psalms, we see that God knew us even before we were conceived.
在诗篇里面说神已经认识我们了，在我们还没有出生以前。
And then the psalmist goes on to say that God knew us even in our mother's womb.
诗篇又说我们在母腹里的时候神就认识我们。
As when parents are married, it's important that they realize that immediately they can begin praying that God would begin brooding over this little child.
所以当神的儿女结婚的时候，他们就应该开始祷告，让神可以开始来抚养这个他们的孩子。
God's recovery work has always been the same.
神的恢复的工作都有同样的一个原则。
Between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 2:2, Genesis 1:2, we see the Holy Spirit brooding. Do you have a good word for brooding? Brooding over the ice pack that surrounds the earth.
我们从创世纪第一章第一节和第一章第二节的时候，我们那个时候就看见圣灵运行在那个水面上。
When Satan corrupted the earth and it became a garbage dump, God turned his back. And when God turns his back on something, it becomes cold.
我们知道当天那个魔鬼来破坏神的创造的时候呢，那个时候神就被转向那个世界，世界就变成非常的冷。
And then God sent the Holy Spirit and he began brooding over the face of the earth.
所以神就差遣圣灵，那圣灵就开始在那个地上运行。
And the recovery work of life began.
然后神恢复的工作就开始了。
If archaeologists understood what I just said, it would put so many clues to all the questions they have about the fossils and things that are around the mountain.
如果那个人类学家了解我刚才所说的话，他们对于这个在各地的那个化石啊，他们就知道为什么会有了。
God has a very interesting thing in his purpose. He always includes man.
神在他的计划里面永远都包括人。
God has man as a part of this chain of events. Man is in the chain of...
所以神在做事的时候，那人始终是在那当中的。
It would be very easy for man to, for God right now to just begin brooding over our children and they would start to see life and want to get away from rebellion and the selfish life.
当然神也可以差遣圣灵运行在我们的那小孩子的身上，使他们知道他们的悖逆是不对的。
But God wants you and I to use our will and to be a part of that.
但是神却希望我们这些做父母的却能够在神的计划里面。
So God incorporates man into this chain to begin praying for this little spirit and for this rebellious soul in our children.
所以神就要我们这些做父母的为这些悖逆的孩子们祷告。
And what we see here in Luke 1 is parents who are godly parents.
在路加福音第一章这里，我们所看见的这个父母都是敬虔的。
And understood the power and how God actually works.
他们也了解神的大能，也知道神是怎么样工作。
They knew that the world's input was very limited.
他们知道这个世界上的方法是非常有限的。
And I think, brothers and sisters, where we make a very big mistake, we interpret so much, and I'm really even speaking of myself here, of the world's ways into the raising of our children.
这里我就发现我们常常把世上的方法用在抚养孩子这件事上。
We put such a high emphasis on culture.
我们重视文化上的教导。
On the arts and academia.
我们重视艺术或学术方面的教导。
On business and high position.
我们重视商业生意方面的教导。
All of those things are the world standard.
所有那些都是这世上的标准。
Now, brothers and sisters, we are in the world, and we are to be the best in our particular profession.
我们当然活在这个世界上，我们也应该在我们的行业里面，做得最好。
But after the end of 70 to 80 years, all that we put into this will be gone. Into the world.
但是当我们当过了七八十年以后呢，我们这些在地上的努力啊，都白费了。
And the verse in the Bible, only what's done for Christ will last.
只有神的工作才能够永存。
But again, when God is very, I don't like to use the word clever, but God is very wise.
神是有智慧的。
So when it comes to doing this work in here, in this spirit, he alone can do it.
虽然神他一个人是可以做这个工作。
We've already touched on, it doesn't matter if you send your son to military school for 50 years and he becomes the most obedient person in the world, he will never be able to relinquish rebellion and selfishness. With any of these world systems, it's totally impossible.
Oh.世界上的方法没有办法做到这一件事，我们甚至可以把孩子送到最严格的军事学校，他仍然不能够把他的悖逆除去。
Let's look at Mary, just continuing through.
我们来看看那玛利亚。
Verse 17, we'll finish up with John here first, and then we'll just look at Mary. Verse 17, andHe will also go before him, Christ. John, let me just put the words in there and it'll help. John will also go before Christ in spirit and in power.
Chapter 117?
Yeah, 117.
他必有以利亚的亲自行在主的面前，叫为父的心转向儿女，叫悖逆的人转从义人的智慧。
John will have spirit and power in this area here.
所以这个约翰呢就会有圣灵和能力。
18th verse at the end.
在八节的末了。
One of the first things that often happens is even like when I'm talking here, some questions or doubt might enter your mind.
有时候我们会有一些疑惑在我们的心里面。
So there's something inside of us that wants to figure it out. And when this angel said, you're going to have a child, Zachariah knew that was impossible.
因为撒加利亚对于神所说的话觉得有怀疑。
And so, since the first thing that came out of his mouth was doubt, God says to 9 months, I'll just close your mouth.
因为第一句话从他嘴里所出来的是怀疑的话，所以神就把他的嘴封起来了。
And in the 20th verse, he did not say a word. He became a deaf mute.
所以到二十节里说他变成哑巴，不能说话。
But what's exciting is the 24th verse, she conceived and she hid herself for 5 months. She conceived.
所以到端24节的时候，我们发现了他的妻子怀孕了。
Well, let's just make an application, brothers and sisters. If right today, you're wondering about what to do with your children, it's exciting to know that the Spirit can be born in their life.
如果今天我们在这里怀疑我们是否能够抚养孩子的话，但是这里一节告诉我们，圣灵可以做这样的事。
And I think one of the things is encouragement to all of us. You don't have to wait till they're a teenager to start teaching.
有一件事我们需要知道，我们不要等到孩子们到十几岁以后才开始教导他。
In fact, in areas of discipline, and respect for authority and teaching them responsibility, I think you'll get more done before the age of 5 than you will from 5 to 15.
相信许多的事情我们所需要教导的需要在五岁以前教导，如果超过五岁以后就比较难。
We can debate that at some other time around a cup of coffee.
我们可以来辩论这件事情，我们有其他的有空的时间。
27th verse.
27节。
A virgin Mary, and the only thing I want to look at, there is a virgin, and in this context, when we see that word virgin, we just think of one thing, purity.
这里讲到有一个童女，当我们看到童女的时候，我们就会想到一件事。
In the Beatitudes, we see that the pure in heart will see God.
我们看见她有一个清洁的心，寻求神。
30th verse, Mary found favor with God.
这里30节告诉我们，玛利亚在神的面前蒙恩。
In the 32nd verse, we see the Lord God will give Christ. The Lord God is going to give Christ the throne.
32节讲到他要伟大，称为至高者的儿子。
Okay, 35th verse, and the angel said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, Mary.
在36节那里讲，35节说圣灵要临到你的身上。
And the power of the highest will overshadow you.
至高者的能力要荫蔽你。
And then the 37th verse, of course Mary is wondering too, how this is going. In the 37th verse, and this will be the Bible verse that you ladies with small children and men can take home today. For with God, nothing will be impossible.
这有一句话37节是最重要的，我们就要带回去，就是出于神的话没有一句不带能力。
For with God nothing will be impossible.
神在神没有难成的事。
Let's look at verse 41, the last phrase.
我们看41节。
And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
这里讲到伊丽莎伯被圣灵充满。
Keep emphasizing it. And then we're going to look at verse 48.
然后我们要看48节。
For God has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant Mary.
因为他顾念他使你的卑微。
This is our point one again. I can't.
这是我们头一点。
Mary felt totally unqualified.
玛利亚认为她是不能的。
Her unqualified faith allowed God then to send Christ into her life.
因为她自己知道不行，所以神就可以开始工作。
And look what Mary continues. This is called the Song of Mary. But look at the 49th verse. Mary says, For he who is mighty has done.
49节说，那有全能的为我成就了大事。
51st verse. He has shown.
51节他用膀臂施展大能。
Also in that same verse, he has scattered the proud.
同样的一节，他叫狂傲的人正心里妄想就被赶散了。
Let's just look at that phrase. Our children, brothers and sisters, are as proud as they can be. They are so much more proud of themselves than they are even their parents. It's hard to even imagine.
我们的那个小孩子都是狂傲的。
But it says here that Christ has scattered the proud.
但是基督却把那些 狂傲的人赶散了。
52nd verse, He has put down the mighty from their thrones. And have you ever seen a child? How they can think that they're always on the throne of the whole family. They run the show.
52节他叫有权柄的侍卫，因为我们的孩子常常在家里面就好像是有权柄的坐在宝座上一样。
But Christ has put that down.
但是基督把他们从权柄上拿下来。
53rd verse, He has filled.
53节说他得饱美食。
Next verse, He has helped.
54节说他扶助。
And brothers and sisters, I just want to say this in sort of a summary here. For 2 weeks now, 3 weeks now, we have been emphasizing our inability.
我相信我们已经在过去强调了这件事，就是我们的无能。
These two women that we have just briefly looked at, we just kind of looked it up, we see the total impossibility in mankind to accomplish anything.
我们看到这两个姊妹的身上，她们就告诉我们她们是不能的。
But we see God's ability in Christ.
但是在这里让我们看见神的能力。
And let's look at the 80th verse, the last verse in the chapter.
我们看最后一节。
So Jesus grew and became strong in spirit.
80节说那孩子渐渐长大，心灵强健。
For some reason we have it in our minds that Jesus was born with this huge spirit.
当基督长大的时候，他的灵是很大的。
It had to be developed exactly like all of us and our own children have to be developed.
他不是一长出来就是很强健的，他也是像我们一样要从小慢慢长大。
God did not expect a better woman to raise the Lord.
神就不再也找不到比玛利亚更好的母亲了。
We just read the reasons for that.
我们知道为什么玛利亚是这么好。
Because Mary, in that song of Mary, kept saying, God has to do it, God has to do it, God has to do it.
因为玛利亚在那首小诗歌里面讲到神要做，神要做。
Let's look at the last verse in the second chapter.
我们要读第二章的最后一节。
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
基督的智慧和身量并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
That's the reason we stuck that verse in there. That's our goal, brothers and sisters.
这是我们的目标。
In our academic system, we learn a great deal of knowledge.
在我们这个学术的系统里面，我们学到很多关于学术的事。
But here we notice the difference. We see the word wisdom.
在这里，我们看见一个重要的字，就是智慧。
Knowledge is simply knowing the fact.
知识不过是知道一些事实。
Obtaining the fact.
或者是得到一些事实。
Wisdom is knowing what to do with the fact.
而智慧是告诉我们怎么样能够使用这些知识。
As a parent, there's a lot of facts out there in how to raise our children.
做父母的，我们发现有很多很多的知识关于抚养孩子的知识。
But true wisdom only comes from the Lord.
但是真正的智慧是从神来的。
Okay. So that no one goes home disappointed, let's look at a couple of practical things in those few remaining minutes.
所以我们要来讲几个实际上的事，好叫我们大家不会失望的回去。
There is a very practical side, but you'll be amazed how quickly our mind will go into these practical answers and almost forget everything that's been said.
我们很容易把我们的心注意这些实际的问题，而忘记了那些原则上的问题。
Let's take another question that was asked the first day. How do we teach responsibility?
怎么样我们可以教导孩子能够负责任呢？
We don't have to review point one because we already know the impossibility of teaching someone who is rebellious. who is selfish, how are we going to teach that person responsibility?
我们知道这是非常困难的，我们怎么样能够教导一个悖逆的人负责任呢？
So we don't want to too quickly jump over that point. First of all, we're constantly in an attitude of prayer about that.
所以我们就要常常为这个事情来祷告。
God specifically ordained every child different. So if we learn a little step way here, it will most likely not work for the next child.
每一个孩子都是不同的，所以我们不能把在这个孩子身上成功的办法搬到另外一个孩子身上。
So when we look at this word, how to teach responsibility, there are some practical answers.
但是这里有一些实际上的答案。
Number one and foremost, and this will take care of 90% of it, the parent has to be responsible.
头一样就是，这做父母的需要是一个负责任的人。
That's the last thing we want to hear.
我们都不喜欢听到这件事。
The children are monkeys. They mimic their parents.
这孩子们啊，就像那个猴子一样，猴子是学那个人的。
Last week we talked about this empty program up here that needed to be programmed. What's the word?
Program.
Program.
上礼拜我们讲到那个好像一个空的电脑，它需要被写程式。
And we watch them even at a year old, they start doing things just like Papa.
他们很小的时候，他们就开始做一些事情，跟他父亲所做的一模一样。
And since Papa doesn't put his shoes away and his clothes away, the child doesn't know that he's supposed to put their toys away.
如果做父亲的不把他的鞋子摆好，不把他的衣服摆好的话，那孩子就不会把他的玩具摆好。
We laugh at this, but I will say it again. 99% of our problems would be handled like that.
99% 的问题啊，就是从这里发生的。
That's not totally fair. Because I have eliminated and forgotten one very important point.
这也不是太公平，有一方面我忘记了。
The problem is that child